This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the afternoon show here, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz, obviously in for Spike Eskin on this day, as he is currently being wally-pipped. I think everyone feels that here in the building. Just kidding.
How bad do you think Spike is getting on everybody's nerves at the house?
Oh, well, he said that he texted me. He's like, I don't really have much to do today besides stress out, go to the bank and do something else. I was like, what are you? You know, he makes himself stressed out. That's the issue.
Well, when you're moving and you're moving from North Jersey to South Jersey,
right?
His stress is probably hoping everything gets there without it being broken.
Of course, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Movers?
No.
Or Moving?
No.
Yeah, Richard Pryor? Yeah, go check that out.
I'm sure stuff gets broken.
With Randy Quaid?
Was it pre-Christmas Vacation Randy Quaid or post?
That's a good question.
I feel like he hasn't really done much.
Right? No, I was in that same era. That's 80s, right?
And then he did, was it bowling movie Kingpin?
I never saw Kingpin.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, the movers who moved Richard Pryor's stuff. Yeah.
Ruined it.
Well, yeah, they stopped at different places they shouldn't have been stopping at.
Okay.
But that was a cross-country move.
I think that was the biggest issue when I was sitting in for those 4.5 months before Spike. I got no idea what these old movies are. You keep looking at me with such hope. And, like, I tried. You know, I went through a stretch there before the kids where I was, like, watching 80s movies, 90s movies.
Yeah, I remember.
I was getting prepped in case I had to, you know.
In case you had to relive some of these stories.
Yeah, like I didn't want to be a total zero, but it just, you look at me, I got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm putting on a brave face, smiling and waving like I often do. I got
nothing. It takes me a little while to realize as I'm looking into your eyes that you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Zero. Like, lights on, no one's home. That's when you look at me in the eye sometimes. Because you've obviously, you know, doing the shows here for a long time. You've been on the air like 15 years?
18.
18 years?
Yeah.
Worked with a lot of older people.
Yeah.
You got to step down to my level. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, this is, that's what I grew up on. Drake and Josh. You don't know Drake and Josh, Paul.
I have no idea.
Big Drake and Josh guy in
Dude,
here.
You know Buzz is a big Drake and Josh guy. So, we'll get to a little High Hope Shacky baseball report, but we got to talk to Corey Columbus, who leads off the 4 o'clock hour instead of the 2 o'clock hours. He is, I guess, still working in Cleveland. Is that true, Corey?
Certainly not in Akron.
Yeah. You said what?
Are you in Akron?
Nah, I'm in Cleveland. I don't go to that. You know, that's beneath me now.
Wow. Are you out of breath? Are you all right? Did you just get done running?
Yeah, man. I just got off the treadmill. You know.
Wow.
Treadmill.
You know, ass. Doing what?
Listen, you know, I gotta stay in shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I gotta come on here. And then I got to talk to my people. You know what I mean?
You're making phone calls. You're not working out. I mean, what do you need to stay in shape for?
I ain't making no phone calls. I mean, look at this guy. But look, man, I've been you know, in and out listening and whatever. First of all, let's get one thing straight.
Yes.
Steph Curry ain't better than no LeBron.
I didn't say he was better than LeBron. I said he may have had a greater career.
And listen, everybody out there, I'm going to put this straight, because we Kobe Bryant guys.
That's right.
Everybody out there saying that Steph Curry better than LeBron. I was told you got to be the best player on your team when you win championships to be the best, right? That's what I got told for a long time. I was in arguments, heated discussions. That's what y'all told me. So Steph Curry don't even qualify. Don't even bring his name up.
Well, if they won this year, he is the best player on the team.
Okay. I mean, they're not going to win, but, I mean, it's a nice conversation. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to win, but, you know. I mean,
he needed KD to bail him out after 16.
He got one finals MVP and four chips. Nah, nope. Can't do it. Sorry. But, hey, my guy Howie Roseme came with him. My guy Howie's feeling like, look, he's lighthearted now. Joke.
I know.
Howie, man.
I felt like we were good friends, Corey. I really did.
Yeah, man. It's like this dude opening up. I'm like, what is it, man? We in a good spot. The Eagles, man. I don't even know, man. I might go ahead and pick them in May 1st, you know, back to back.
Oh, man, hit the breaking news sounder. You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
But, yeah, the Super Bowl, oh, week one for sure. Listen, I got to see what everybody else do. Mm. I want the Commanders week one. Jane Daniels that want to be Usher out here instead of being a real quarterback dancing at draft parties and everything. Come on, boy. Hey, you want to dance? We'll make you dance now. Come out here. And the Rams, I'm not worried about them either. You know, they got okay. It was a close game, snow on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Jalen was coming back from the injury.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, but the following week, though, they didn't want to see us. So, I mean, y'all scared of the Rams? Come on, y'all.
No, I'm not.
Corey, it doesn't seem like you're scared of anything in Eagles land.
When the last time the Rams beat us? I mean, they ain't beat Doug. They ain't beat Nick.
They beat us
that one year,
yeah,
2020.
With Wentz, yeah, because Wentz threw to Arcega Whiteside in the end zone, and that dork dropped it.
And look, that was almost like they almost lost that game. So it's like, I'm not worried about the Rams. But I got to get –
Jared Goff
is
still on that team.
He was. 100% was.
I got to talk about my boy Spike real quick. Ike is right about them movers now. Them movers, you got to stay on top of them because – They get paid by the hour. They be wanting to
they liable to be at L stopping the bar. You don't know what they doing, man.
ain't no break. Don't get this stuff in the house. Nope. Hey, man, come on. Cause they be, we get paid by the hour. And they be out there on the phone texting, drinking. Nah, let's go, dog. Come on. Get this stuff in the house.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But to close the call out, what was the question? Something you hate to do?
Yeah, an everyday thing you hate doing.
Oh, man, I hate putting laundry away. My wife on Sunday.
Ike is going to have a conniption.
Why does everybody hate to put their laundry up, man?
Especially now that football season over. My wife come in here and sit this basket in front of me. I'm like, what's this?
What is football? Football they play once a week. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, no, he's basically saying don't bother him on Sundays.
Yeah, and Saturdays.
So, hey, in my household, look, I do whatever you want. My wife, we go to the park. We do all these parties, you know, do all this stuff she want to do, wherever. Whatever she wants, I'm doing it. You know, from January or February until, you know, September. When September comes, don't bother me. Especially on a weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I try to explain that one to Jill as well. I appreciate the phone
you still
call.
Got little ones at home. You can't get away with that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, right now we got the so I still have to do post-game, obviously, which is great. Love doing the final out. But I come home, and obviously most times both kids are awake. So we're trying to navigate.
They've missed you all day, haven't seen you.
And I'm like, listen, I got to watch the game.
Yeah.
So that's why we have the redneck outdoor TV set up.
You got your patio set up.
Literally, the TV is just on one of the tables. I bring it out onto the one table and then have an extension cord hooking it all up.
You're saying redneck. No, I call that. That's common folk. Yeah, that's what most of
you have an outhouse too, or what?
Yes.
I'm just saying, I see these outdoor setups that got like hung up on the wall.
Yeah, those are the fancy ones. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
I'm doing it old school.
Yes.
You know, I earned that out there.
It's like a frat house.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like. So, you know, like both kids are awake. She's like, I got to get both kids down. I'm like, listen, it's the sixth inning. Now,
Thompson's going to the pen. I got to take calls on it.
Sometimes if things are really meltdown city in the household, I'll listen to the game while trying to put Walk asleep. I'm trying to get him in the mindset of, I used to fall asleep to listen to the Phillies games.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want. But, yeah, it's certainly a little bit of a navigation.
There you go. Yeah.
Speaking of the Phillies, let's do a little quick High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So the one thing that hit me last night, Ike, with that win, and It might be making a mountain out of a molehill. Is that the correct saying?
Mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, is that the saying?
Yeah.
Now, it might be making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
But I thought it was notable that Thompson was about as critical as I've heard him after a game and leading up to yesterday's game about how sloppy they had played. And I thought last night they played their most crisp game of the season. Like, I don't want to make too big a deal out of it because it's baseball and some sloppiness happens, but they were sloppy. And I thought last night, from situational baseball, they were great. Pitching wise, guys stepped up. You know, Sanchez could only go five, and then they piecemealed it together. Mm-hmm. And like, I think Thompson needs to do that stuff more, where it's okay to, you don't have to rip the team publicly, but be truthful and try to get the message across in a different way. And I thought last night, at least for one night, it seems like they got the message.
Yeah, and now it's about consistency, right? It's about doing it over and over and over again.
Yep.
All right, I'm sure coming off the game they had the other night where they almost gave it away, you know, that you know the next day your senses are heightened, you're alert to everything. You probably got out there, took some extra ground balls and all that type of stuff. You're a lot more focused in. Now let's do it again tonight.
Sure. And listen, go out and sweep the Nationals. Yeah. The Nationals are obviously not great. No JT in the lineup tonight, which I think is smart. You got a 3-game set against the Diamondbacks starting tomorrow.
Did I say JT was going to hit a home run last night?
I think he did.
I think I did.
I think I scoffed at you, honestly.
Man.
I didn't see that coming.
How about back-to-back nights?
Are you going to go for a three-peater tonight?
Why not? I didn't bet on him.
Of course not.
So I didn't cash.
I'm not going to give away your betting strategy, but like the JT going yard was surprising.
Yeah.
Good to see. Kepler, yeah.
oh, come on.
I'm trying not to take Kepler again. The gorgeous German. You know? I don't know.
I thought about you soon as it went over the field. I said, oh, man, look at that.
We did it.
Is Boehm going to homer before the All-Star break?
Boehm is.
He might.
He's got to be.
He might do it once. He might luck into one.
Yeah. He's got to have the lowest home run per nine or whatever. Home run per nine of any player that's 6'5" and taller. I mean, it's just there's no way. There's just no way. Johan Rojas has a home run before him.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn into Spike because he's a dog on a Boehm with Alec Boehm.
I'm just saying, give me
a
something.
A dog on a Boehm?
Yeah. Dog on a Boehm, too. Him, too.
Yep.
Yeah, give me something, Boehm.
Then the other thing.
Give me something to work with.
The other thing here.
Just one.
Now, Boehm is back in the lineup tonight. So I do think I'm monitoring the Boehm-Sosa situation.
Yeah.
Like they're obviously both right-handed. It's not like you can use the excuse.
Right.
A lefty on the mound or a righty on the mound. It kind of is what it is. I mean, I thought there was some energy last night in the lineup and in the ballpark with Sosa in there. Again, don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but with
molehill,
whatever. It's a hole.
You keep saying hole. It's a hill.
Why is it not a hole?
God, I don't have to.
A hole goes down. A hill goes up.
Yeah. Do moles come out of holes or hills?
They build hills.
Is there a hole in that hill?
I guess there is. So let's go with hill or with hole. Fine. Just to keep moving.
That's why I said I wouldn't. That's why I said I'm not.
I think it's mountain out of a molehill. No, I think it's
mountain. It is mountain.
It is. You got it right. Finally.
Both of you. Watch it. No, but the Sosa Boehm thing is certainly one, I think, to monitor if they're going to turn that into a true platoon. And then
if you do that, you may as well trade Boehm.
Yeah, it's over.
At the deadline.
It's a little bit like the Wentz.
Yes. You do that, you may as well go ahead and plan to move on.
Yeah, it's done. Marcia and Boehm. Maybe at the deadline.
Yeah.
Because Rojas again.
Put them all in the package. Yeah.
Put them all. Hey, what are we going to get? throw Bryce off in the trade package too? Maybe we can get something else. It'll be great. So I have one issue with going to a six-man that has not been brought up. Because Rangers coming back on Sunday, they're probably going to go to a six-man rotation. The one problem with going to a six-man is it usually costs them an arm in the bullpen. So by activating Ranger, they're probably going to send down Tanner Banks. And then you're an arm short out there, which puts more stress on everyone else in the bullpen, where I don't know if they need more stress. So that's where the whole piggybacking option could come in here, where you try to get through a ball game with Taiwan and Ranger rather than doing the whole six-man thing.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see what they do with these pitchers.
Because it could even get even more hairy when Painter's ready.
And that's the way I'm sort of looking at it. Because I'm saying, okay, if you're going to go to a six-man rotation now and none of these guys – you feel are fit to be bullpen guys, then what happens when it's time to bring Painter up, and I'm getting baseball people. I don't really know where you sit at on this, but I'm thinking of Ruben Amaro Jr. and Ben. They don't like the idea of Painter being a bullpen guy.
Yeah, and I don't either.
So you don't like it either. So now he has to be a starter then, right?
So here's my thing on the Painter bullpen thing.
Yeah.
Is he is 22, coming off Tommy John. They want to develop him as a starter. For him to be at his – like, if you want to put him in the bullpen and he pitches twice a week, three innings at a time, that's different than is he going to be
a high leverage
guy where he has to pitch on back-to-back days.
Right.
That's my concern with a young guy coming off a Tommy John injury.
All right. So then he has to go into the rotation.
Sure.
So then at some point, somebody has to go to the pen.
And he's keeping it afloat right now. he's not helping the bullpen at all.
And I don't even know if I want Taiwan in the
pen. His only purpose in the bullpen would be to be a length guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be an eighth inning guy. The call I brought up earlier, it could be a deadline thing. I mean, Ranger, if they feel like they're in a good spot with Lizardo, Sanchez, Wheeler, Nola, and Painter coming, it could be a chance to trade Ranger.
Yes. Ranger, Bohm.
Marsh. Bryce Huff.
Throw in Huff.
I'm sure.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Everyone wants Marsh.
I'm sure the phone lines are lighting up. Although he did hit a home run in Lehigh Valley today. So
that's progress from his 3-strikeout game.
That is progress.
Man, Buzz is sharp.
Yeah, he's developing a show. He's hosting one overnight shift
two per weekend.
And he's developed a sharp tongue.
He has, man. He has.
What happened to the kids around
Just
here?
Wait till the top five.
Oh, great. Great. Let's see how Andy in Deptford's doing. Why don't we? What's up, Andy?
Fellas, we live, we hot.
We sure are, pal.
We live, we hot. Man, ain't heard that in a while.
Yeah, man, I ain't been on the air in a while. But let's get right to it. I want to hit on the Eagles with the White House, right? And then I want to get to
this. Is why
interesting. What's your thought process on the White House?
Well, as far as the White House goes, right? But yes. Before I get to Saquon, I think with the players, like, they should all go. Or nobody goes. I know it's a personal choice, but I just think, you know, the team should be united one way or another. But it just blows my mind that Saquon Barkley's been getting so much negativity and shade his way for, here's the deal, regardless of your political belief, playing a round of golf with the president, flying on Air Force One, and having the honor of being invited and going to the White House. Like, who wouldn't want to do those three things? Regardless of how you feel about who the president is. Like, I would love to do any one of those three. I mean, I'm sure y'all would agree with that.
No, this is your thoughts. We already had our thoughts on this days ago. We're just letting you get yours out and trying to move on to the next topic. Yeah.
Okay. I just don't get that. Like, you know, media, fans.
Well, people are going to think what they want. I mean, that's what happens. They put themselves out there.
Everybody taking shots at Saquon Barkley. Like, come on, man. I don't get that.
Don't worry. When he starts running the football, it'll all be okay.
Yeah. When he goes for 200 in week one,
yep.
I don't think anyone's going to care. What else you got, Andy?
I feel you on that. Quickly on the draft, you know, you know I'm a South Jersey king. Big shout out to all the South Jersey young men.
I know.
Yeah.
Andy, Southeastern PA, we are struggling. I mean, South Jersey's just dominating right now.
Oh, I'll give you a breakdown. You got Jahar Campbell, Sicklerville. You got Donovan Azarike, Williamstown, Bishon Tootin, Paulsboro, Laquette Allen, Millville, Patel Diggs, Camden, Kyle McCord, shout out Mount Laurel, Elijah Clark, Camden, Miles Frazier, Camden, Demi Sumo, home of the greatest athletes, Willenboro, New Jersey, shout out, including myself and Carl Lewis,
yeah.
Isaiah Rakes, Woodbury, like South Jersey is a hotbed for the NFL. I mean,
and you didn't even mention this, Andy. And I know you're not. I don't know if you're a baseball guy, but the Chase Petty last night started for the Reds, a South Jersey kid. Ike was watching the entire thing, couldn't stop talking about it.
And see one inning.
Yeah, come on, man. We talking about the best sport.
Football. I'm just like, letting you know. I'm helping your case there, Andy. People helping people.
I mean, South Jersey representing. Now, as far as with the Eagles draft, I really like Jahad Campbell. The safety, I think that was more of a reach for need rather than best available. I would have rather liked Landon Jackson, the edge from Arkansas. The safety is a little undersized. I know he's versatile, but I'm just hoping he ain't Nate Allen, Jaquan Jarrett 2.0. That's
sure.
All I'm hoping with that pick. Other than that, all the other picks they hit on really well.
Yeah. all right, Andy.
And then, you know, we'll see how it pans out. And then, you were talking about that barbershop talk with
Dion.
Brian being the contrarian. You got Mac in there with all his dogs.
Yep. Oh, Andy, you heard me that day.
You got Ron with the Spider-Man mural.
Yeah.
You got L ready to get outside when he's done with his cuts, get a couple puffs in. I mean, the barbershop got it going on. Man.
Yes, in case you don't know, Andy and I
go to the same barber.
Frequent the same
barber. I'm still trying to figure out why you go to the barbershop. I mean, you're bald, you know? I mean, I know you need to, like, maybe need to shave.
So is Andy.
I know. Appreciate the phone call, Andy.
I think Andy brings his son in, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But, yeah.
I used to have hair.
I know you did. Not anymore.
Sometimes I just go to hang out with the fellas, man.
Yeah, listen, you don't talk about sports enough. You feel like you need to talk more.
Every once in a while. The problem is because I'm not there often.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to go over there and reconnect with the guys
That's
at
right.
the shop, man.
Man of the people.
That's how I got to hear what the streets are talking about out there, man.
It's good. Now, I got one thought on New Jersey.
Yeah.
You guys are just the worst drivers. I mean, it's not even close.
I won't argue that.
It's so aggressive. I'm a pretty fast driver.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around and someone's on my ass, I see the little
yellow plate.
Oh, yeah. the
you know when you got a Jersey driver.
Just pick a different color, by the way. It's a really tough license plate. Go back to the blue. I miss the old blue New Jersey license
that.
Plate. It looks old. I haven't seen them in a while. It was like before the yellow one.
That's way back.
I was going to say, how old are you? This is the plate I've had since I've been here.
I know. I'm just saying.
I think.
It's rare.
I would say the 90s.
Lights, but I mean the same color license plate.
Yeah, the blue, I think, was the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. Before you got here. I'm just like, man, every time I turn around and someone's on my arm, it's always Jersey.
We're aggressive, man.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Hey, man,
is it because there's cornfields in South Jersey? You feel like you can just fly around?
No, you got to get what we got to get to, man.
You're a Midwestern guy.
I'm a South Jersey guy.
You're North Carolina guy.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm right. South Jersey. I believe it's because there's not enough traffic lights over there. So we don't have to do all the stopping and starting you do in the city.
Sure.
There's a traffic light every block. And we can go for, you know, it's a while. So we're not used to all the stopping and starting.
Yeah, I
just
guess
drive.
So. I guess so. Either
New
way.
Jersey Drive. You ever seen that movie?
No. Is that what? No, I'm not even going to try.
Don't even go there.
215-592.
It's actually North Jersey. It's a North Jersey movie.
Okay.
From Newark.
Well, I feel like South Jersey Drivers is the one.
Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm more of a Newark, Delaware guy.
Newark, Delaware?
It's Newark, Delaware. Newark, New Jersey.
Shut up.
New Jersey.
This is good. This is dynamite. This is dynamite stuff. Just dynamite. If you missed our conversation with Howie Roseman, we're going to replay it next.
Are we replaying it?
Yeah, come on. That's what we do around here.
Are we?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I don't know.
All right, we're kind of cooking now?
Yeah.
All right, we're cooking.
Waiting.
Yeah, screw Howie. Whatever. We'll play tomorrow.
All right, what's a podcast? You can always hear it again.
All right. Listen, we're not replaying Howie.
Hold on. Do we have leading off today, too, don't we?
Leading off at 5:45, yeah.
So we can't play it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, well. We could do the top five break. How about that? How about we do the top five? We'll immediately break. Replay Howie. Text line. Bang.
Boom. There you go. Because I want to get to the people. I want to talk to the people.
You really want to talk to OK, Andrew? That's what you're dying to talk to? You're trying to hear his Phil's thoughts? Everyone's can't wait. They're waiting.
I really want to talk to Damon.
I can tell. You opened the camera.
Hold on. So is that DeMond?
He says DeMond.
Okay, it's DeMond. Okay.
You wrote it that way?
It was already in there that way.
Spelled out like that. I'm like, yeah, DeMond.
All right.
I know that had to be one of you who did that.
Okay, thank you.
A previous producer did it. I don't know who.
Okay. Either way, we're going to get to your phone calls coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz in for Spike on this Thursday afternoon. Alongside Ike Reese, of course. Monday's show in preparation for BG Live, pre-gaming for BG Live. We will be down at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day long on WIP. We'll get back to the phones here in 1 second, but a quick little reset. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you make your bed every day? 60% no. Who do you want the Eagles to play week one? Ike, we're up to 50% of people want the Lions.
Ah, majority of people want the Lions.
Tell you what, it's not a cupcake week one, but I think it would be a...
Well, yeah, I don't think either of those teams would be a cupcake.
What about the Commanders? Are they cupcake?
I don't think so. But you know what?
Do you think the Commanders can sustain this? Like, they've been so bad at sustaining success.
Right. Well, here's the first thing they got to do is overcome this whole sophomore slump thing.
I mean, C.J. Stroud went through it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jalen went through it.
Yeah.
He bounced back, obviously. But it happens to these young
players. It does.
And the league spends all offseason trying to figure out how to beat you.
And what was their – they brought in Debo. I'm trying to figure out what else they
need. They got the left tackle, Laramie Tunsil.
They
got someone else. But they're really – I mean, Ertz went back.
They got a – whatchamacallit – the one AJ roasted, the DB, Lattimore.
Oh, they had
Lattimore.
Him last year.
Lattimore.
I think
there.
They re-signed Bobby Wagner too.
They brought Bobby Wagner back.
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know if Washington can repeat what they did last year. The quarterback has to be special again, and the league will be ready for him this time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the league will be ready for him this time. I'm telling you, man. I'm keeping my eye on those damn Giants. Sneaky.
Could.
Sneaky. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I just don't know if they're going to be as easy of a win as they've been in the past.
I think that's fair. I mean, it's a make or break here for obviously Dable. And I think if I was the Giants players, I think I'd be a little sick of losing. Some point, it's got to be.
Got to have some pride. Man.
Develop a backbone. Develop a backbone. And after 1 month of the season, are you more buying or selling the Phillies? Ike, we're at a 52-48, pretty much a 50-50 split on buying or selling the Phillies. We will get you ready for Phillies Nationals tonight as they go for a sweep of the Nationals before the Diamondback series coming up at around 5:45. And in a little bit, we'll play some audio of Ranger Suarez giving his take on whether or not he would want to go back to the bullpen. But Jay is in Philly. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man, happy to be talking to you guys, man. So, my God, man, it's crazy that it's not football season, but it's enough topics to still talk about. So I'm going to try to be real quick. First, LeBron James. J.J. Redick, I didn't like him as a player. And the reason why he got more likable in the NBA – because he wasn't good enough to be the a-hole he was in college.
That's true.
He'd have been a jerk. Like, hey, come on, man. So that's why he wasn't good enough to be that guy. Now, also, too, when he was here, did y'all know he lived in New York? Tell Philadelphia you don't like Philadelphia without telling us you don't like it. So guess
well,
what?
Hold on, like man. I mean, Wilt lived in New York when he played
hold
here.
Hold on, what? No. Who lived in New York?
Wilt.
Rumored.
Come on, man. That's
it's not rumored.
What's a different dude? Come on.
I'm just pointing out the facts.
He's from here, so his question or his love for Philly isn't questioned.
Oh, interesting. He's but when he played for the team, he lived in New York and he died in Bel Air.
Oh, you got that. No, it's because Wilt was on a quest to win championships with the ladies also. So he went to
New York. he didn't like the Delco accent? South Jersey accent? You thought the New York accent was better?
His first,
his first 5,000 was here. He had to move on.
Yeah, because 10 of those came from L.A., man. He was getting in out there.
So I love Bron. So you had Bron. Now, remember, he said it's his centerless basketball. Yeah, when Draymond Green is playing center, LeBron can play against him. You can't have Bron playing against Rudy Gobert. What are we talking about, man? Then you play him a whole fourth quarter. Like, yeah, JJ, you messed up. And I bet you the reporter that you're talking to like that is a dude who's 5'6", 150 pounds. I hate when these dudes who I've seen get bullied on the court. He didn't get bullied a few times. Now you want to bully a reporter.
Yeah.
You know, my family got a saying that there's a lot of fighters in the family. Because you beat up somebody that can't fight, don't mean you can fight. So don't do that to people. You know, you always want to be the smartest guy in the room. So that's all I'm going to say about him. You can tell my dislike for him. Now, the Eagles, love my Eagles. Thank God for the Eagles. Without the Eagles, what would Philadelphia do, Matt?
Well, hold on. We got a baseball team. That was just a joke. It's all right.
No, yeah, don't let him distract you.
Sorry, my bad. Thought we'd get a little chuckle. We got nothing.
No, I almost forgot because it went World Series, divisional round, first round exit. Hey, man.
Hold on. How old are you, Jay?
At the beginning of the year, we'll be.
Deep breaths.
I said 45. I said we'll be lucky.
You're 45. Okay. Make sure you thank the 2008 Phillies for your first title, all right?
And what happened at. Hey man, look. Whatever.
I'm just saying, put some respect on the team. That's all I'm saying.
Who is here from that team? Who are you talking about?
What are you talking? Listen, we're all good. Just making sure. The city would still stay. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't. They almost went to. All right, whatever. No, what are you?
It was definitely awesome. But I said, and I remember I called in this show, and I said, "There's no lock that we even make the playoffs this year." And this was when the season had just.
I remember that.
What's your point on the Eagles?
he wants you to get off these fightings fast.
Keep it moving. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Well, one last thing. I always say it. We too soft on the Phillies, and Kyle right there just showed you what I'm talking about.
No, we're not. We're actually too overreactive to the Phillies currently. I think there was a time where people were too soft on the Phillies. As it currently stands, I think people are actually too hard on the Phillies.
They are.
They're 17-13, and you're like, I told you they're going to miss the playoffs. Like, come on.
Yo, that's like the parent. You got two parents. One parent is tough on the child. And the next thing you know, the child got a big cup of juice, and he's watching cartoons at midnight. That's Kyle right there.
Well, guess what? I'm soft on both my kids and the Phillies. Yep. So just add
we
to the
know
list.
It. We know it. All right, Jay.
I'm so glad about Howie. I wish y'all would have asked, and hopefully the next time we can talk more about his staff. Like, Howie gets all the credit, but I would love to know the staff, let's say, post-Chip and then post-first Doug. The year before the first Super Bowl.
Doug.
You know, we don't give those guys enough credit, man. Like, how many people was in that war room during the draft night, man? That's a lot of people. And help Howie, you know, with what he does.
Yeah,
sure.
I would just love to touch on those guys, man, because, like, those are unsung heroes for sure. Uh-huh. And thank God for them. So when the Eagles and the Phillies parallel a lot. The year that the Phillies went to the World Series, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost. Look what they have done since then. We're such a strong organization top to bottom. Hey, the Phillies got to catch up. But the reason why we want Detroit, it's not because we're scared of no Rams. Ew, are you kidding me?
I didn't know.
Talking trash.
Okay.
Because Detroit has been talking trash. You heard what, what's the wide receiver?
Amon Ross St. Brown.
I really know his name. I don't even want to say it. So remember, in the offseason, he was talking trash about it. So that's why we want them first. And we know we're going to play the Commanders twice. And we don't care about the Rams. They're NFC West team, so they should be third. We got to whoop Detroit for the trash that they talk, and we're going to see Washington twice. So it is what it is. And if we see the Rams along the way, hey, we catch up for the beatdown on y'all, and then we slide back to Philly after we chill in LA with Snoop. So that's just the way that is.
All right, Jay, appreciate the phone call. Bro. Yeah, I want the Lions Week One too. I want the Lions Week One. Because I think that really should have been the NFC Championship game last year.
The Lions should have got there.
I know. Listen, I'm not saying that.
They were a fraud team.
They got really injured.
That was a fraud division.
They did get banged up, though.
No one in that division won a playoff game.
I know.
They had three teams win at least 13 games. How does no team win a playoff game? Two of those games were at home.
The Vikings and obviously the Lions.
Packers were the only road team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you that should have been the end of the championship game. And that
I'm wrong. Two of those games were not at home.
Well, the Vikings.
Vikings had were a wild
Arizona.
Card.
Who'd they play?
They were the five seeds. So they played the four, the Buck? No.
What? No.
Darnold turtled up. I mean,
Was it the Rams? Did the Rams beat the Vikings? Yes, because remember the wildfires, the Rams had to go to
Arizona. That's what he said.
That's
Arizona.
Why I said
game
Arizona.
Was in Arizona. Yeah, yeah.
Because they had to play in Arizona. Come on, man. I knew it was coming back.
Listen, you're fine.
The gum is working.
The gum is working. Let's see how this one goes. Demond is in Delco.
Yo, yo. Good afternoon to you, fellas.
What's up, Demond?
Hey, man. Not much. A little bit me and all of y'all.
Okay.
Listen, I got a question for you, Ike, but first you said it's Eagles Day, right? Brandon Graham Day?
No, that's Monday.
Yeah, 5-5.
Monday.
Monday, okay.
Yeah, May 5th.
Okay. Well, Brandon Graham is all that. I love him. He's my man.
Sure.
I love him. But, Ike, I want to ask you a question, Ike. I'll make sure I heard you right first when you was commenting on the Sador Sanders thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that you think it was Deion's fault. Now, I want to ask you, hold on, is it because that you're saying of Deion's, you know, how flashy he was and, how outgoing he was. You saying, is that the reason why? Or are you saying it's just more of his input saying that,
yes.
More of his input.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, now, more of, because you remember Deion prior to the draft, not right before the draft, but maybe a month or so before the draft, he was talking about teams that – he would prefer Shador to go to. And there are some teams that we're not going to let draft Shador, like all that type of stuff.
Okay.
I'm speaking more along those lines.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, man. You scared me there for a minute. But now let me finish my comment.
Okay.
You scared me there for a minute. So in reference to that, though, I do got a little comeback for that, too.
Okay.
You know, because here's the situation. I have seen other quarterbacks, fathers, want them traded, not saying they're going to suit up.
Right.
But they haven't. They wasn't African American.
Right.
They was white or Caucasian.
Right.
Now, the same thing applied when it came to. I see some things when it come like. To me, it seemed like African American fathers, when they want to praise their children, when they want to put them out there, and when they want to be extra outgoing for them, it's an issue. But when Caucasian fathers do it in sports, it's no issue at all.
Yeah.
So I'll give you another African-American, but on a different type of level, basketball, and I believe it happened with them, is the Ball brothers. Their dad was excited about them. He was happy. He helped them get there, things of that nature, but they wasn't liking him. You know, people didn't like him because they said he was too much on them. He was behind them.
But here's the difference, though. Let me jump in here for a minute, Damon. Here's the difference. LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball were still drafted number two overall. So even with LeVar being as outspoken, making outrageous comments and trying to be prophetic, and he would say stuff like Lonzo was better than LeBron or he's better than Steph, all that stuff, those teams were still able to evaluate the player and block out the dad's noise. So those players still went number two overall in the draft because that's how good they were, even though the dad was a headache. So this boils down to Damon, to what they think about Shador as a quarterback.
Okay.
Because here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. In the NFL, unless I'm wrong, there's only been two instances where someone tried to dictate where the quarterback was going. John Elway back in 1983 and Eli Manning.
And he's a bum. And that's what I was going to mention to you.
Who's a bum?
Trash. Eli Manning. He was trash.
Well,
no.
He won two Super Bowls, though.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He won two Super Bowls. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Defense won two Super Bowls. He trash, man. We ain't going to skit on that. But I do understand, Ike, what you're saying in reference to that. But I wanted to add one thing to that, Ike.
Okay.
You're right, 100%. But this is how I look at it also. I believe, like Stephen A. and them was saying, man, it was a cohesion. It was a black ball.
Collusion.
Man, because according – collusion, my fault.
Yep.
You're right. according to Dan Orlovsky and other people who I respect their opinion, according to, you know, their knowledge of the game and things of that sort, they all were saying the same thing. Like Shador, as far as talent wise, any other draft he may not have been in the top in the top 10, but in this specific draft, this year, it was no doubt that he was number one quarterback or the second quarterback in the draft. So with that being said, everything that transpired after that, I don't even want to hear it, because we already know, based upon everybody who was saying, talking about it, said that this young man was a number one or number two draft pick, or at least in the first round. And they waited until the fifth round and played around with him, which was, I don't think was good. I think because he said he was flashy. I remember you mentioned the watch thing, right? With him flashing the watch.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. I see kids wearing chains all the time, man. I see kids wearing watches all the time.
It's different, though, DeMond. DeMond, here's the thing, though. Here's why it's different. Real quick, here's why it's different. Quarterbacks get evaluated under different standards because the quarterback has the power to influence and impact everybody on the team. So there's a certain way an organization is going to want the quarterback to carry himself. Now, every organization isn't the same. You know, Baltimore, they drafted Lamar Jackson, gold chains, gold teeth, all that. It didn't matter to them. Like, but that doesn't mean every owner wants that.
But listen to this. Don't every team want a quarterback with his own personality, with his own standing out?
No. Here's what you want. DeMond, you want a quarterback that comes in that is a hard worker, that has the ability to be a force multiplier, which means he can make players around him better, right? He's a good leader. He's a good representation of your organization because he's going to be the face of your organization. Now, here's what I believe all Shador Sanders has to do. Put away all the flash and dash. You ain't at Colorado. You're not trying to impress everybody, the little college girls with your NIL money and all that other stuff. This is the NFL. So he needs to, as a quarterback, all that other stuff needs to be secondary to him. So what he needs to show is that he's serious about being the best football player that he can be, the best leader that he can be, the best example setter that he can be. Like, we can complain about it all we want to, but we don't write the checks. And there's a lot of players that have fallen in the draft because of character or red flag issues. Shador Sanders isn't the first player to drop in the draft because of off-the-field concerns. And I'm not talking about getting in trouble or anything. I'm just saying red flags. So players drop in the draft every year. And I like Shador Sanders, and I hope he plays well. But now it's going to be about football. This is the problem. This is the problem with the NIL thing. Shador Sanders is literally the first case study for how these players may come out of college feeling entitled because they made a few million dollars in college. If Shador Sanders wasn't getting $4 million a year in NIL money, then maybe his perception of himself isn't the same, right? When I was in college, right, you wasn't seeing the you know, guys riding around in $100,000 cars.
A little different.
So it's different with these guys. So when they come out, they feel as if they've already made it. But you don't realize this is the prize here, the NFL. How long do you stay? You got to earn your keep at this level. And it's always better to come in humble. It's always better to come in showing a little humility. We have a saying that we use in the NFL. The NFL will humble you when you get here. Don't care how good you were in college. And that's all this is with Shador. That's all this really is. Now he has to let his work on the field show that he deserves to be in the NFL. He's in a great situation in Cleveland. He can't win that starting job in Cleveland, then he wasn't going to be a starter anywhere. See, the problem is that people wanted it to be handed to Shador. Like it's a given that this is where you are. And that's what Deion thought. Deion thought because he pumped him up and he talked and this and that and the other, that it's a given. My son's the number one quarterback in the draft. My son ain't playing for this team. Your son's in Cleveland. Fifth round draft pick. Love Deion. Hadn't heard from him since Saturday.
I know. Not at all.
He got a little bit of that humble pie.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of the humble pie.
All right. Well, coming up next, we have a top 5 of 5 with Buzz. What's your confidence level in Buzz heading into this?
It's a football thing, people. I get it. Everybody wants to make it a race thing and this and that and the other. Maybe he just is a foot. Maybe he's a backup quarterback talent.
And he's going to have a chance in Cleveland to prove
to
that
prove
he's not.
To prove that he's a starter, yeah.
Prove that he's not.
All yeah.
Right. The top 5 of 5 is coming up next. And then, again, don't miss our conversation with Howie Roseman from a little bit earlier. That'll be in the 5 o'clock hour as well. All right. All that's coming up next here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.